Emily Scarrett, Loughborough Lightning Centre. Yeah, so I'm in my house, which is about 20 minutes from Loughborough, kind of Greater Leicestershire. And yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's weird for everybody. But I'm pretty lucky that my family farm is just 10 minutes away, and I've been able to build a gym up there. Obviously, it's very isolated. And so, yeah, I can kind of go over there, use the gym most days, and also been like helping out the farm a little bit because, you know, everybody still needs to eat. It's quite an important service at the moment. So, yeah, slightly different in terms of how my days are working, but quite good fun. And like I say, being able to be useful as well is quite nice. Yeah, a few little bits. So I've got two big round bales as my squat rack, which is, you know, it's great until you need to kind of change the weights over. So every time I need to change the weights, I've got to hop onto the bale because it's a bit awkward. But anyway, I've got two stacks of pallets with a barbell across the top as like a pull-up bar. Got some tires in there, you know, quite classic farm stuff that you might be able to use. Made a bench out of two tires and a plank of wood. Yeah, it's quite spit and sawdust. It's not, you know, the most glamorous of gyms, but it's definitely serving a purpose, which is quite nice. Well, yeah, I suppose the proof would be in the pudding, won't it? But in theory, yeah, like my program, especially from a strength point of view, is quite similar, and I'm able to complete like the exercises that I would normally be doing on the whole. So from that kind of respect, I'm very fortunate. Obviously, from a rugby point of view, we're not training as a team, you're probably not doing the volume that you'd normally be doing, but kind of like substituting that in with different sessions. But yeah, hopefully we stay in decent shape in this time. We'll see how long it goes on, but yeah, so far so good. Yeah, it's really important. Yeah, I'm really lucky to have that. Obviously, it's a, you know, massive open space with nobody in, essentially. So yeah, it's nice. Obviously, I've always enjoyed the outdoors growing up there. You're kind of used to being quite rural and quite isolated anyway. But yeah, it's been really nice. And obviously with the weather coming nice as well, it definitely makes a difference. So yeah, I've been pestering my dad for more outdoor jobs. I don't want to be stuck in a tractor while the sun's out. You can give me an outdoor job. Yeah, it's weird. Obviously, you're so used to seeing each other most days. You know, you spend a hell of a lot of time together, team sessions and what have you, socials and stuff. But I suppose I live by myself, so I'm kind of used to that separation anyway. But as I say, normally you then hook back up again at some point. But yeah, we've been doing kind of, you know, the classic Zoom quizzes and workouts and sharing challenges and all that sort of stuff. So there's, you know, there's lots of different ways going around to try and stay connected with people. And then obviously just like people you're closer to, you're probably just picking up those conversations with as well and making sure everyone's all right. But yeah, it probably means that you're spending a bit more time on your phone. I'm having to charge my phone like twice a day now just because everybody's kind of trying to stay in touch, which is really nice. But yeah, different, but I think people are hanging in there. We had a quiz last week that Rona designed. So Rona Lloyd, who's one of our Scottish players, very passionately Scottish, and nearly every answer was something to do with Scotland, which was quite funny. But yeah, just you know, just daft stuff like that. Obviously, there's loads, million challenges going around, aren't there, at the moment. Some I'm doing, some I'm kind of letting pass by. Yeah, no, it's just good fun. It's good fun to see what everybody else is up to. And obviously everybody approaches things like this in different ways, don't they? Some people need stuff to keep them busy and some people have enough stuff kind of going on to keep them busy. So I've done the rugby ball spin on your finger one. Tried to do that for 6 seconds, which I think I just managed, just scraped it. What else has there been? I'm trying to personally get better at my keepy ups and try and learn to juggle with 4 and 5 balls, which is in its very early stages. So I can juggle with 3, trying to learn to juggle with 4 and 5, but yeah, I've not spent much time doing it yet. So it's a lot of balls all over the floor at the moment, but we'll get there. Yeah, it's probably more for me, but like probably mobility stuff. So obviously, you know, rugby is a nutritional sport. It's quite kind of hard on your body. So being able to kind of essentially spend more time stretching, like yoga stuff, Pilates stuff. It's not normally something that I do a huge amount of. One, because I'm not very good at it, I'm not very flexible at all. But also, as I say, you just don't necessarily always get the time. So it's been quite nice to do that. Took my mat out into the garden yesterday and did one in the morning sunshine, which was really nice. So just things like that, they're quite like mindful and, you know, just relaxing and something that perhaps you don't always get a lot of time to do, but you might as well use this time effectively. Yeah, I think it's really important, isn't it? I think, you know, as a squad, we've got lots of things going on. There's quizzes, workouts, different bits and bobs that, you know, amongst all the different challenges that are going on that are kind of keeping people together. We've got teams set up within our team so that there's like challenges within that, trying to compete against one another, just, you know, keep motivation high, keep, like you say, that communication, that social side of things high, just so that, you know, you might be somebody that is struggling, therefore you need that, or you might be someone that's actually all right and you don't need that. So it's kind of that, it's there if you need it, or I suppose if you're all right, you perhaps don't need to. But yeah, it's just good to keep in touch with people. You're so used to spending so much time together, kind of laughing and joking, taking the mick out of one another. So this is a bit weird. So that kind of just brings that back together again. Yeah, it's a really weird one. Obviously, we were kind of in lockdown and then it came out that obviously our season was done. So it wasn't something that we were obviously able to be around one another when it kind of came out. But yeah, it's a real shame. Obviously, you know, the current climate and what's going on at the moment is what it is. And everyone obviously is doing the right thing for that. But yeah, we were going pretty well. And I think most of us were looking forward to kind of what the end of the season may or may not have held. Obviously, it would have been good to have known what that could have been. But as I say, it is what it is. It's hard, but we've got to kind of move on. Motivation is hard because you don't know what you're now training for. Obviously, we don't know how long this is going to go on for. We don't know, you know, if we'll kind of get back to some form of training this season or whether it's just all into next season, when you might get a break. There's so many unknowns, which is really weird because you're not used to that. But I think, yeah, if you flip your mindset a little bit and whether you look at your training more as a kind of a health thing or an aesthetic thing or whatever kind of motivates you, then you can, you know, it's not necessarily about being able to last 80 minutes on a weekend. It's now about something different. And I think that's probably an important thing to do at the moment as well. And then, yeah, if and when this all kicks off again and we realise, you know, we might play a bit more rugby or when pre-seasonal start or when we get a break, all of those things, then you can kind of rejig it along the way. Well, I suppose you've got to look now at obviously next season, and next season is a huge one. Obviously club and country, but probably country more so with the World Cup. So that's obviously always been a huge year in the calendar for a long time. So excited for that one. Obviously excited to get back together with everybody, just start training again, throw a rugby ball around. It's, you know, it's mad how much you miss those little things like that. But yeah, you know, hopefully everyone comes through this, you know, safe and well, and then we were able to go again. I suppose like just like a core circuit maybe, so like a little tag on, because that generally requires none or little equipment. You don't need a huge amount of space. Even I can stretch out in my little living room and do it. Yeah, probably something like that. And then, as I say, I've been quite lucky to be able to do a lot of my proper strength stuff, so been able to do that a bit more properly. So like leg lowers, dead bugs, V-sits, toe touches, planks, side planks, like just variations of all of that. Try and get as many in as you can and then repeat as many times as you can. There's some good ones. There's so much flying around at the moment on the internet, isn't there, from, you know, personal trainers and stuff. They showing their abs off as if that's, you know, the foolproof way to get them. I'm not quite sure myself, but yeah. No, good.